Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using Your Keys. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to those of you who have called in and are in the chat room tonight to experience with us another message of empowerment. I'd like to personally thank each one of you who has sent text messages, emails, Facebook messages, phone calls and texts with your condolences regarding the passing of my mother. It is greatly appreciated to feel the expressions of love that have come forth. And I ask that you would still continue to keep us in prayer as we just gain closure in the next few days, and I thank you so much for that in advance. Tonight, we're going to talk about endurance. We face dilemmas and challenges in life, and sometimes we want to give up in the midst of the process. We ask ourselves questions like, will they're beneficial to me? Will I have to suffer much? How will me going through this process affect my family and my friends? And regardless of what the answer is, the Word of God encourages us to still endure. So, Father, tonight we say thank you. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for what you're about to release in the midst of us on this evening. God, I thank you now for the Holy Spirit speaking to me and speaking through me, your words, oh God, to empower us. God, we bind now every hindering spirit, oh God, that would try to cause confusion. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, God. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So endure. Endure. What does endure mean? When we look at the dictionary, endure means to suffer. It's something painful or difficult, but it's done patiently. Endure is also defined as remain in existence, to last. When we look at the word endure, we think about suffering, we think about tolerating. We think about standing up to, you know, bearing, sometimes being situations being painful. But whatever the case, we endure. And as I looked at that particular word and the necessity for us into Romans chapter 5, in the English Standard Version, and I'm going to start verse 1, and it reads this way. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that our sufferings produces endurance, and our endurance produces character, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Whew. Going back to verse 3, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Endure.
And you might wonder how I got here and what pushed me to talk about endure. And I'll tell you, in the process and in my life journey in these last few months, I've had to experience in life something that I would have never fathomed. I would have never imagined to happen the way that it has. And that's a passing of both parents in 2 months and a day. Going through just that process had my mind perplexed. Never did I doubt God. Never did I doubt what he was doing. But it left some voids and some questions unanswered that I'd hoped to get resolved with. So this weekend, on yesterday, I was at a conference, and the conference, I'll back up, on Friday, we were at a soaking at Pastor Linda, Elder Johnny's home, Agape Ministries, where we sat before the Lord and allowed the Lord to just speak to us as we were quiet and meditating and allowing him to speak. And God spoke to me some very specific things regarding what I had gone through, what I was presently going through, and Lord have mercy, what I hope I won't have to go through much longer. But the key to that is being able to accept and maintain. So on Saturday, went to the women's conference, and the theme for that conference was let it go. Let it go. Whatever it was or is that had been keeping you captive, keeping you from what it is that God had planned for you, let it go. And he spoke specifically to me about having to pay the price or understanding the cost for what he had placed in me. So when I looked at this, I said, God, you placed in me, you strengthened me, even in the midst of everything that I've gone through in life, you have given me the ability to endure. And as I have endured, I'm grateful because I see, even in this word in Romans chapter 5, that the suffering that I've gone through in life have produced endurance. And that endurance has in turn built character in me where I am no longer the woman I used to be, but I am now the woman who is focused on God's plan, his purpose, and his will for my life. And with that character produced hope in me, hope for a future and an expected end, which I will obtain because of God's love, because of God's grace, and because of my obedience to what God is speaking to me in this season of my life. Endure. You have to question where we are, and this is something that's always before us. Are we willing to go through the process that God has placed before us? And not sometimes God hasn't placed it, but because of our actions and our choices and our challenges, we initiate processes ourselves that God didn't initiate. But even in that, are we able to endure through that in order to get what it is that God has for us? And Hebrews 10:36, it says you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Hear that. Again, Hebrews 10:36, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. What are you saying, Val? What I'm saying is, no matter what it is that you're facing right now, If this is a part of the will, the plan, and the purpose of God for your life, you have got to go through. And hear me. It matters how you go through. If you go through begrudgingly, if you're going through complaining and murmuring, that's going to cost you. Because God wants us to be in a place where we're going to endure like good soldiers. We're going to fight this fight of faith, believing God is going to bring us out, believing his word that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. James chapter 1, 2 and 3 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. He's saying, look, count it all joy. Don't get all bottled up. Don't get twisted up. But I need you to endure through what you're facing right now. Endure to the end and see my glory. See my power. Experience what it is that I have for you. That song comes to mind. I almost gave up, but your grace and mercy kept me. It kept me so I wouldn't let go. God is saying to us tonight, you've got to know with relationship with him, it's got to be so tight that no matter how bad things get, no matter what you're feeling, you're not going to let go of him, because you know he's not going to let go of you. I hear people talk about how they felt that God has turned his back on them. And I question them as to why they would feel that way. And they say, because it looks like all hell is breaking loose around me. God, where can you be? And I pose the question back to them that God is still there, but he's asking, where are you? Because you've not been diligent to have conversation with him. You've not been in your word. You've not been fasting. You've not been praying. You've not been seeking his face or seeking his truth. You've not been doing any of those things. And because of what you've not been doing, you feel like he's far away from you. He's not. He's still there. He's still there, keeping you when you don't even realize you're being kept. He's still there loving you. When you're feeling unloved, he's still right there. And for those who are saved, not only is he there, but the Holy Spirit is with you. The Comforter is within you to help you go through whatever it is so that you're able to endure what's at hand. Oh, God, I thank you. No, it's not easy. It's not always easy. I know. I hear you. You said, prophetess, yeah, I understand that God wants us to endure. But sometimes it's hard. Yeah, I know it can be challenging. But the word tells us in Philippians 4:13, what? I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So even when I'm feeling faint or weak and going through the process and enduring to the end, he's saying, look, you can do this. I'm strengthening you. I'm right there with you. Come on, hold on to the joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm right there. I'm with you while you're suffering. I'm with you when it feels like all odds are against you. I'm with you when you find yourself having to isolate from everything and everyone else in a particular season of your life, because God is doing a work in you. He's saying, I'm with you. I'm with you. If you would just have faith to believe that this is going to work out for your good. And not just for your good, but it's going to bring me glory. That you're able to endure. I looked at endurance, and I looked at my life, through pictures these past couple of days. My mom had pictures, hundreds and hundreds of pictures, from the time I was maybe 2 years old to this very present day. Pictures. And I noted that for many years there were pictures of my family, my mom and my dad and sisters, and going all these places and doing all these wonderful things, and I wasn't in the picture. And as I looked, I almost got a little twisted because I was never in the picture. And then it became the joke, oh, Val, you're not in this picture. And it bothered me. It bothered me because I was looking at this situation through my flesh. But then when the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the truth that I was seeing, he said, because of where I was, I'm taking you, because of what I placed in you, requirement was that you couldn't go where they were going. The requirement was you can't do what they're doing. The requirement was, no, you can't be exposed to what they're being exposed to. The requirement was that, Valerie, no, you have to endure these things. You have to go through trials and tribulations in ministry. You have to go through the trials and tribulations of being used and abused. You had to go through these things so that now where I have you and where I'm taking you, you will have the power, the knowledge, the strength, and the understanding to be able to empower other people. But if you had spent that time out there in the world, just having fun and not being mindful of how I needed you. So, yeah, you had to endure. You had to suffer for a while. You had to go through a process that isolated you from things that you felt you might have needed. But I'm telling you, no, it was necessary. It was necessary what you went through. It was necessary for you to go through the dilemmas and the challenges that you went through in life for my glory. It was necessary that you endure. I took it, and I began to rejoice. I began to rejoice in understanding that as we yield our will to the Father, as we give it all to him, and trust him in every process, when it feels good or when it doesn't feel good, when it looks good or doesn't look good, when you can see your way or it seems that it's the cloudiest it's ever been before, that I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And the process of all these things, again, over these last few months, there have been times when I had needs that nobody knew but God. I mean, told my husband, and we're one. But I didn't feel like I had to tell him because I took it to God. And in every situation, I endured with joy. I endured with joy. Y'all hear me? I endured with joy. I had peace. Because I trusted God and his word. And in every situation, and I mean every situation, God showed out
in a way that only he could. Didn't require that I was going to fall out, kick, scream, and holler, because I trust him just that much. That I would go through that process. I would allow him to do what's necessary, and then I would give him glory, honor, and praise. I endured for the greater good. And I will continue to endure whatever comes. I will endure to glorify God. Because I realize more and more that my life here on earth is not really about me. It's all about him. His kingdom being expanded in the earth. And me yielding myself to be used for him. We've got to endure, my brothers and my sisters. We've got to go through the process to get what it is that God has for us. And as we go through the sufferings, go back to this scripture. Sufferings produce endurance. Endurance produces our character, and our character produces hope. And that hope does not put us to shame because of God's love poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which he has given us. Endure. Endure. We've got several callers on the line on tonight. If there's one who has a question or would like to make a comment, you can press 1. Amen, and we can bring you live. If there's a question in the chat room, feel free to type your question, and we'll try to get them answered as well. Amen. But we've got some preachers on the line on tonight. Amen. And if there's something that God has revealed to you about enduring or an experience that you've had where you've had to endure, press 1 and share it with those who are with us on the line on tonight. Amen. Endure. Is it hard? Yeah, sometimes it is. And sometimes in our endurance, we don't know what's coming next. So that's where it really requires faith in God, faith that God is going to direct us where we need to go. We know wavering is not an option when it comes to enduring. We can't waver. We can't go to the left or right. We have to stay on that straight and narrow path that he set before us when we're enduring. And I think I mentioned earlier about how we endure. We've got to do this like a good soldier. Too often when we're going through situations in life, we go through, but we go through begrudgingly, through mad. Say, oh, I'd be so glad when this is over. God, I don't want to have to go through this. Oh, God, this is just, we got all this hemming and hawing that we do while we're going through, and God was like, come on. Come on. Understand that this is going to work it for your good. All things are working for my good. Yes. It's working for my good. It's working for my good. As I endure, as I go through, these things are working for my good. Why? Because we serve an intentional God. An intentional God is never failing. Miley music just came in my head. Amen. Can you endure? Are you willing to endure? Whatever it is you're facing in life today, situation on your job, situation in your household, your marriage, your children, your family, you've lost some things. And you're asking God, how am I going to get this back? How is that going to be restored unto me? He said, just endure the process. Allow me to do it. Don't try to fix it. I don't need your help. Oh, yeah, I do need your help. I need you to be obedient to what I'm speaking. That's what I need from you. But I don't need you to try to put your hand in it. If I didn't ask for it, I don't need you to try to put your foot in it. But I need you to be willing to subject to my word. Subject yourself to my truth.
Obey me.
Yeah.
And while you endure, spread love. Because sometimes, y'all, when we're going through stuff, we get chips on our shoulder. We get little attitudes. We start snapping at folks because we're going through. We're dealing with stress, and we're taking it out on other people. God said, no, I need you to endure, but endure. You endure, but still show love. Because that's going to help you in your process. The word tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. So whatever it is you're enduring, make sure you ain't get angry and sinning. Making sure that love is still there, still prevalent in your movement throughout the day. Making sure that you're staying true to who God has called you to be. Endure. Endure. Suffer patiently. Remain in existence. Hold true to what God has spoken. Because in the end, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to work out for your good. According to his purpose, his plan and his will for your life. We've got to endure. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for reminding us that we've got to endure. That things are going to work out for our good if we trust you. If we have faith in you, oh God, if we believe your word, we would let go and let God. That all the answers to all the questions will be there. All the needs will be met. Those things that you promised us will manifest. And we thank you for tonight. God bless the listeners that are here with us on tonight. God bless the listeners that will listen to the archives message. Speak to their hearts and minds, oh God. Cause alignment, oh God, where they've been wavering. God, speak to them. Speak to us, oh God, that we would endure. That we would endure, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for it now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Counting this done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, thanks so much for joining us this evening. I want to remind you that we will have prayer tomorrow morning at 5:00 a.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it to me, empower_yourself@yahoo.com, or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and send in your prayer request. We'll also be having our Bible encounter on Wednesday evening, Seeking Truth, to the teachings from myself and Pastor Linda Brown of Agape Ministries and those that God sends. Amen. To sit at the table as we study God's word, as we encounter him, amen, and as we are empowered to grow his kingdom in the earth. As always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, it is our prayer that you're taking the responsibility to empower someone else, because we realize one thing, we are the key to our own empowerment with the help of God. With the help of God. Amen and amen. We love you here. God bless you all. If you need us, we're a phone call away. We're here for you to empower you with the love of God. God bless you all. Until next week. Good night.